This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. State Insurance Commissioner Ralph Hudgens has again taken some fire for remarks he made about the Affordable Care Act, often called Obamacare by both sides in the debate.
Right.
Last month, at a Republican Women's Club meeting in Evans, Georgia, the commissioner likened coverage for pre-existing conditions to someone calling an auto insurance agent after a wreck and asking for coverage. That part of his talk was videotaped, and it was released this week by the state Democratic Party. Commissioner Hudgens joins us now in his office in downtown Atlanta. Commissioner, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Dennis. It's great to be with you.
First, let's hear part of what you said.
But say you're going along and you have a wreck, and it's your fault. Well, a pre-existing condition would be then you calling up your insurance agent and saying, I'd like to get collision insurance coverage on my car. And your insurance agent said, well, you've never had that before. Why would you want it now? And you say, well, I just had a wreck. It was my fault. And I want the insurance company to pay for my to repair my car. And that's the exact same thing on pre-existing insurance.
Just to establish things, that was you and you
didn't
say
that.
That
was me. I said that, and it was a very, very poor choice of an analogy. The thing that the Democrat Party has twisted out of context when I said that it was my fault, the wreck was my fault, and they're saying that a woman with breast cancer is not her fault. They're beating me up over that. This is all a diversionary tactic by the Democrat Party in Georgia to take the focus off of their failed Obamacare rollout. What I should have used an analogy, I should have said, you come home and your house is on fire and you realize that you don't have adequate coverage. So you call your agent and you say, well, you want to expand, you want to up your coverage so the insurance company will pay the full value of your house. The point I was trying to drive at that time was that these premiums are going to go up dramatically. And as we have seen, they have as much as gone up 198% here in the state of Georgia. Many states
You for just a second. In talking to the folks at Blue Cross Blue Shield, this was admittedly a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
The initial premiums, and we're still in the process. We don't know how much they're going to go. Initial premiums are kind of lower than folks expected.
We're not in the. I mean, those premiums have been set. They filed them with us. We approved them, and they have been set. Now, granted, the 198%, I said as much as 198%.
Yeah, it's been lower than that.
But a lot of them are doubling. A lot of them are going up 50 and 60%. It depends on what coverage you had and what coverage you're going to receive. But the point is the insurance companies have got to be able to price their product in accordance to what they're covering.
So you're saying you did not mean to imply that pre-existing conditions are a person's fault.
No.
But then why did that jump into your head? I mean, a cynic might say, hey, look, he was talking to a Republican women's group, but it's a friendly audience. He said what he really thought.
Well, no. What I was trying to say is after the accident, you were trying to extend your coverage. Mm-hmm. And if it's somebody else's fault in an automobile accident, then their insurance, whether it be uninsured motorists that you purchase or their insurance is going to pay for it, the only way your insurance company is going to pay for it is if it's your fault. I chose a very, very poor analogy, and I should have talked about a house on fire. You know, lightning can strike your house and it can be on fire, but you could be not adequately covered and you want to increase it after the event.
Let's pick up on that point, circumstances rather than whether a condition is one's fault or not. Let's take one example. A married woman is on her husband's plan at his place of work.
Right.
She has a pre-existing condition. They get divorced.
Right.
So now she has to apply for coverage of her own. Is that situation something that she should, A, feel bad about or has any responsibility for?
No, it's not her responsibility, and she ought to be able to select this coverage if need be, go to a high-risk pool to get that coverage.
So that's not her fault either.
No, it's not her fault. I think
so you would have said the same thing to anyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've used that in Rotary clubs. I've used it in chamber events. I've used it anywhere I'm asked to speak. I generally, if my schedule allows me to go, I've gone. But let me tell you, I won't use the analogy of a car wreck again.
State Insurance Commissioner Ralph Hudgens. Commissioner, thanks so much for giving us this
time.
Thank you, Dennis. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.